wanna know my occupation. I get paid to watch the nation. Rolling.
This morning, he is in San Francisco attending the AKA convention, hosting the AKA's golf tournament, wearing pink and green. Roland Martin, good morning.
Well, and then trust me, Tom, already, you know, they're about to paint the city pink and green, so you could probably have about 10,000 likely folks coming in town today and tomorrow. So it's going to be AKA's all over the joint. So, and Jackie, the cat you interviewed, I don't know if they're going to be here.
The Miyaka guys, the men interested in AKA. Let us know, though, Roland.
Right. I'll be sending all of you text messages. Gotcha.
Please, break in.
There you go. You know, whenever we talk about the health crisis in the country, we often talk about what's happening physically. But what about the oral health problems in the United States? Folks might be shocked that some 50 million people in America have problems even getting to a dentist. Joining us right now is the former Surgeon General David Satcher, who released a report 12 years ago laying out the problem, and he still says we must confront this issue. Dr. Satcher, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
I'm doing great. So when we talk about, you know, oral health, again, people don't necessarily think about, you know, tooth decay, but you said that's even more prevalent among children than asthma?
Yeah, in fact, tooth decay is the most common chronic disease in children. It is five times more common than asthma, and it is responsible for over 50 million hours of school lost every year in this country. And there are major disparities in this area also. 40% of African-American and Hispanic children do not have access to treatment of decayed tooth.
Now, you've laid out that when you talk about having an oral health problem, that leads to other health issues?
Yes. The oral health problems are associated with general health, and that means problems related to chronic diseases such as diabetes and sometimes heart disease also can interfere with healthy pregnancy outcomes. So the mouth is much more important than we have thought, and oral health, of course, is much more critical to overall health outcomes. There are about 30,000 cases of oral cancers a year in this country and 8,000 deaths. So there are a lot of issues related to the health of the mouth.
How will the Affordable Care Act help with this? I mean, will it cover oral health? Will it cover getting that kind of treatment?
Yeah, in fact, there are two pieces of good news that we talked about at this conference here in Atlanta this week. And one is, of course, the Affordable Care Act will add 5 million children to coverage for dental care. So oral health care will be made available to 5 million more children, many of them, of course, minority children who don't have access. In addition to that, we now have some models of care that are taking place in some states where dental therapists are providing quality care, preventing oral health disease, making sure that children get dental sealants, and therefore preventing tooth decay. So we have some good news here in terms of what we can do. We can implement the Affordable Care Act and add at least 5 million children to Medicaid coverage. Now, I have to say only about 20% of dentists will see children on the Medicaid because the reimbursement is so low. So the reimbursement needs to be increased also, but at the same time, there are other professionals who, if allowed to practice up to their competence and potential, could significantly reduce those children who have tooth decay today.
Well, I've talked to educators. They talked about how even that plays an impact on what happens with children in the classroom.
Yeah, if children have problems with their teeth, they are unable to really concentrate in school. And when you think about it, healthy teeth affects not only how we eat, it affects how we speak, it affects smiling, so it interferes with social interaction. And there are some people on the reservations, for example, who once they get to the point where they have really poor teeth, they just stop speaking. So this is a very serious problem that has been underestimated. But as you pointed out, it's also related to overall health and well-being.
Always dropping the knowledge. Dr. David Satcher, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.